Gladiator School, Book 1, Blood Oath by Dan Scott. Read by Sean Rutledge. Rome, July AD 79. The Roman Empire flourishes. The world is at its feet and there's a new emperor in command. Determined to be a fair ruler, Titus has decided to put an end to trials and executions based on the hated law of treason. He plans to rid the Senate of the networks of informers that have built up over the years. Around the Senate, those who've informed on others dread discovery, and none more so than the most feared informer of all, the so-called Spectre. When his real name is revealed, his freedom will be forfeit, and his family will suffer the shame and ignominy of his actions. Prologue. Traitor. Rome, July AD 79. Lucius stared at the household gods. Everyone else seemed able to shout and cry and wail and rage, but Lucius couldn't even open his mouth. From the moment the soldiers had burst in to arrest his father and found him missing, Lucius's eyes had been glued to the little wooden statues. The soldiers had stormed through the villa, overturning furniture, rattling their swords and yelling, "We arrest you, Quintus Valerius Aquila! In the name of the Emperor, show yourself!" His mother had collapsed, trembling, onto the couch in the atrium, clasping Lucius's sister Valeria close to her. Valeria, who was made of sterner stuff, had wriggled free and stared at the soldiers in round-eyed wonder. Lucius's older brother had found plenty to say. Quintus, named after his father, was never lost for words. He had followed the soldiers through the villa as they searched for his father, warning them of the dire punishments that would fall on their heads when his father returned, threatening them with curses and finally invoking the household gods to protect the family.